Okay, so hi. We are here to talk about beginning script, beginning audio voicing, I guess. The biggest thing is going to be reminding you to be yourself and chill out. That's like, if you don't listen to anything else, relax and be yourself. Jay and I are just going to talk for a few minutes here about stuff that we've learned. We've both been doing this about the same amount of time and we've learned some stuff. And then we're going to do a little bit of actual showing you how to do it. There you go.
Correct. That is correct. So I think a lot of people, when they first start doing audios, are very nervous about their voice and about how they sound, and about like how to read a script. So we went to the beginner script link and pulled one of the scripts off of there to kind of give people an idea of what kind of stuff you can start with. So
yeah. So yeah, like I already said, it's just really, it's about, and like Jay was just saying, don't be nervous, right? I've heard so many voices, right? Because people send us their new audios and their test stuff all the time and ask us to listen. There's never really been there's very, very rarely a bad voice. Almost all voices are wonderful. It comes down to how you're speaking, right? And it practically comes across as singing when you're actually getting into it. Like each word gets different inflection. And so it's really about just chill out and like have me or Jay or whoever like you're attracted to in the room with you, of course, like in your mind, you know what I mean, and like be, yeah,
yeah, you can like, invite us, but there, I'm not sure we'll show up.
You can fit me and this tall girl in your, you know, one room, whatever you're in. Exactly,
yeah. In your recording area, yeah, sure.
Well, and that's another thing, like, I've heard whatever. A lot of successful recorders, they have like a routine before they do stuff. You know, or they visualize themselves as somebody hotter than they are.
Mm-hmm. Or a celebrity, or, you know.
And if you're recording and thinking, like, somebody's going to think this sucks, well, then you're going to, that comes across, right? You've really got to just, even if you're right and somebody is going to think it sucks, don't let yourself think that, right? You got to just be like, everyone who hears this is going to worship me and want to fuck my brains out.
Exactly. Being your best and trying to come across as what you want them to feel or hear is important, I think.
Yeah, like I want to hear you needing me and wanting, or whatever role you're playing, right? Like just actually be that. It comes across. Okay, so we're rambling. Let's jump into that script. What, the two of us ramble?
So
that's what happened.
We can't talk for hours. Hush.
Exactly.
When nobody else can talk.
We've got 20 people listening to us.
No.
But that's seriously, even if you don't have somebody listening, talk to your mic like it's me or whoever, like, right? Like, really sell this, that you want that.
So I'm going to give an example of what I get from a lot of people when they do their first audio, what they send to
me. And I'm going
to
coach her.
So that you can kind of,
so she's going to be a super new voice, and I'm going to guide her a little bit.
Okay. So, hi, I'm Jay Wild. You probably haven't heard the sound of my voice before because I'm new here. But I think you'll like it, and if you do, I'd like to help you come. First, just notice the simple pleasure of hearing a new voice for the
Jay,
first time.
Honey,
notice how your body responds.
Like, loving the sound of your voice is so good. We want to slow down a little bit. That sound is amazing. But we're going to slow down all of your words a little bit and pay attention to your punctuation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, punctuation. Okay. Hi, I'm Jay Wild.
So much better.
You probably haven't heard the sound of my voice before because I'm new here. But I think you'll like it. And, well, if you do, I'd like to help you.
Okay, so that sentence where he said, but I think you'll like it, that was perfect. He said, but I think you'll like it. And it kind of changed, like you said that word differently. So each word, if we want to just, like, it's like almost a song, right? You probably haven't heard this sound, like, and go back and forth, up and down with tones. But let's jump down.
Okay,
let's try a new line here and go down to whatever you feel.
Okay. whatever you feel, you're tuning in to every word I say, hanging on each one and desiring the next. I can slow it down if you like, leaving lovey little pauses in just the
so
right
place. You've done a great
place.
Job at slowing down. We're going to slow it down even more and really just draw out those words. So like I just said, draw, right? Which is a word that if I was talking to you, I could say, I want you to draw out those words. But this isn't a conversation. This is you seducing me. This is you making me want to take off my clothes. So I want those words to come as lovely okay. little pauses.
Whatever you feel, you're turning into every word I say. Oh, sorry. You're tuning into every word I say, hanging on each one and desiring the next. I can slow it down if you like, leaving lovely little pauses in just the
right. That was so good. That was so good. That was so wonderful. Okay. I really liked what you did when you said, whatever you feel, you're turning it, and you recognize that was a mistake and just did the line again. There is no need to do everything in one take. Audacity is free software and super easy to use. And there's tons of people who can help teach you in like a gajillion YouTube videos.
So I don't have to read the whole script in one whole take?
I hope you never do. Recognize the mistakes, try it again. You can hear it yourself and you can go, you know what? That wasn't my hottest. And instead of going, ah, fuck you, stupid voice, just go, that wasn't my best. Let's try it again. And then, yeah, like it was perfect what you did. You're doing a great job. Jump down to the whispering softly line for me. And remember to go really as slow as possible. Make me want to throw my tits in your face.
Or I can lean in gently and whisper. Intimate and soothing.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. So fucking good. Right, do you want to keep on going or do you
no,
think we've got
so I think,
across?
Like, just yeah, to show you guys, I mean, so like, that was not typical Jay Wilde reading of By Any Stretch of the Imagination. Even
yeah, I do not
when
have
I
to
was,
sit here with her in the scripts.
Even when I was doing well, I still wasn't quite, you know, quote unquote, up to snuff. But it still was good. And that's the whole point. Like, it doesn't have to be. Everybody's like, oh, I'm going to compare myself to so-and-so or so-and-so. No, just give it your take. You know, I was still hearing me say that still, you know, I wouldn't say like make Caroline want me, but, you know, it gave her a little tingle in the voice that I did it. So that's what you're looking for. You're looking to relate to your... Shut up, Emerald. You're looking to relate to your audience, to whatever your script is. Like, this one is a lot about seduction. So you are trying to think of someone in your mind that you want to seduce. And you put that into your words.
Yeah. Like you actually have that person, right? If you have a date, you're not going to say, yes, yes, touch my cock. Right? Like you demand whatever role you're doing, right? If you're doing a dom thing, order her, right? And she's right there, right? This is not a microphone in front of you. This is a living, breathing fuck doll or whatever
not,
role
yeah.
you're playing.
I can beg. Oh God, I can beg. It's, I can beg. Oh God, I can beg. You know, you put that emotion behind it.
Right. And like, that's what I was saying with the, it's like a song, right? Like she went through like, I can beg. Like it becomes not speaking anymore.
Yeah. The peanut gallery. It's not speaking. It's become a more, yeah.
The penis gallery.
It's more of a breathing and a tone and a, you know, I'm trying to make you feel like I want you.
Yeah. Fuck, there was a thing, but it's gone now. Whatever. Oh, well. I always have something to say, right?
Yeah. You'll figure it out eventually. You're like, oh, that thing. That's what I was
going
to say.
Yeah. And I'll call everybody back. I'll be like, hey, this is what I wanted to say, you guys.
But yeah. So don't be afraid to ask for help. To come to somebody. It doesn't have to be us. It could be anybody that does audio. And just be like, hey, you know, give me your honest opinion on this. Yeah. What do you think? So... I just, yeah. I
And like, seriously, go back and listen to early stuff that Jay and I did. I mean, we sound fine, but like, fuck. I mean, so I did everything I did, my first like 20. I'm like racing through those scripts. Mm-hmm. Like somebody's on the other end of like, like, yes. Really slow.
Bucky
down.
Was one of the first people that came to me and said, slow down.
I think Rainbow sent me like 15 messages, like every script I did. He was like, yeah, okay, so still slow it down.
and you talk fast normally, like, and so do I.
But it does. It should feel like really like almost ridiculous. And open your mouth. And this is not like you're talking to somebody in a coffee shop, right? This is...
Right.
You're in a closet for a reason or wherever you're recording. Don't do this in a coffee shop. That seems like an inappropriate idea.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, unless it's an empty coffee shop and you own it, then
yeah, then that's like a fucking hot idea, baby. Nail me on that table.
But I think, you know, just find a place that you're comfortable. And, you know, if you're not comfortable with a script, start with a ramble fab. You know,
totally.
If that's what makes you, whatever you feel like doing, just try to.
So many men say, I'm sorry. Cut you off. There's so many men say, but I don't make any sound when I come. You don't have to. Like, just hearing the skin and your breathing is hot. Mm-hmm. Just be yourself.
But there's no, like, everybody's like, well, I don't have a deep voice, or I don't have a sexy voice. You can, if you try. Somebody is going to find it sexy.
Yeah.
If you're trying to seduce somebody, somebody's going to find it sexy. So, totally. But ask for advice. Ask for people's opinions. Hell, get on Discord and read to us. We're fine with
and
that.
And then
so.
When we're honest, don't go feeling all butthurt about it, because we were honest for a reason.
You asked for an honest opinion from Caroline and I. I'm sorry, we're going to get it.
Like, tough love, Mom.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to turn this off.
Yep. So, that's recording. Stop.